All eyes were on a Senate hearing in Washington, D.C. yesterday as Democrats and Republicans sparred over whether to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But one scientist whose work could sway the Arctic Refuge's future wasn't in Washington. He was here in Alaska giving a talk to an industry group. David Hausnick works for the U.S. Geological Survey, and he's trying to figure out two key questions. How much oil is in the Arctic Refuge, and where is it? The answers could decide ANWR's fate, no matter how the politics play out. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk was there and has the story.
David Hausnick's audience was packed with industry people and their political allies, eager for clues on where more oil might be hiding in the Arctic. But Hausnick wanted to make one thing clear right off the bat. He doesn't like taking sides.
I'm one of those persons who has always been registered independent voter, never missed an election, and always felt like people who belong to one of the two parties ought to be taken out behind the woodshed somewhere.
That statement was met with silence from the crowd. As much as Hausnick would like to avoid politics, he's the guy who has to figure out the Arctic Refuge's oil potential. And that puts him in the crosshairs of a decades-long environmental fight.
The thing about my job is that regardless of the estimate that we make, half of the population seems to be unhappy with us. So, you know, through the years, as the administration goes from one party to the other, the bruises get equally distributed across my back.
Hausnick is bracing for some new bruises. The Trump administration has tasked his team with coming up with a new estimate of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's oil potential. The last one was done in 1998. Hausnick explained coming up with a new estimate is a challenge, mainly because he really doesn't have much to work with.
In essence, there's nothing new there. We have not assessed or reassessed the ANWR area for 20 years because there's no new data. We have no reason to think differently today than we did 20 years ago.
There's been only one exploration well drilled in the Arctic Refuge's coastal plain, and Hausnick can't access the results. It's kept under lock and key by the companies that drilled the well. And the data Hausnick does have access to was collected in the 1980s with old technology. At the moment, all he can do is reprocess the old data using new technology. But the Trump administration is making a controversial push to allow what's called 3D seismic testing in the Arctic Refuge's coastal plain. That could give geologists a much clearer picture of how much oil might be there. Hausnick warned his audience that the results of that testing might not be what they're hoping for.
If a 3D data survey were collected on the ANWR coastal plain and we interpreted that survey and did an assessment, there's no guarantee that numbers will go up or numbers will go down, right?
If the Trump administration manages to allow 3D seismic testing in the Arctic Refuge, Hausnick would have a much better idea of its oil potential. He might see evidence that there are giant, easily recoverable oil pools hiding deep beneath the coastal plain. Or he might not. Either way, it will have a big influence on what happens to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But speaking to reporters after his talk, Hausnick said it isn't his job to think about that.
To be honest with you, we don't care about that when we're doing the assessment because that's policy.
Yeah.
So we're trying to look at the whole geological picture and evaluate what's there. And the policy issues come later and do not involve me, right?
Hausnick expects to finish his new assessment of the Arctic Refuge's oil potential late next year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.